So as the left gets together and sets the table for a hell of a run with the domestic terror bill, the right is once again showing how pathetic it is. And what do I mean by now? I'm sorry. I have to laugh because my Twitter feed is scrolling, and they're doing the White House press conference, and Jen Psaki introduces whoever's there and then forgets her mask. So she like tackles the guy to get her mask back. This woman is a gift, is an absolute gift, because it just shows me that you can always fail up. Anybody can fail up. So the people on the left are putting together this thing, and the people on the right are representatives, and this is why you shouldn't be involved in federal politics. You need to watch these snakes on the left, the brood of vipers on the left, because they're getting ready to pass legislation to make all of us outlawed just for the act of breathing. And the people on the right, what are they doing? They're trying to figure out which key opens the door to their office. And that's why federal politics is ridiculous. And in 2022, am I going to care about who's going to get elected to the federal? No, I don't care. I don't care at all. In 2022, we're going to have somebody run for governor in the state of Texas. Abbott thinks he wants it again. I hope somebody primaries him, like a Dwayne Stovall, right? I would do everything I could to get Dwayne Stovall elected governor of the state of Texas. That would be a great day. That's more important to me. And it should be more important to you. State, local. State, district, local. And I can only continue to recommend that when you read these stories. So, no, I don't think Stovall's running. I'm just kind of throwing my name out there. I'm throwing his name out there. Maybe he hears and he's like, yeah, that'd be a good idea, because I think he'd be fantastic. But when you see the fact that a person who is a detestable human being, let's just be real. I'm sorry, I don't mean to impugn characters, but Liz Cheney and the Cheney family are a bunch of warmongering psychopaths, sociopaths, whichever one you want to pick that's more appropriate. But she's polling at 17% in her district, yet the entire House GOP, instead of saying, listen, yeah, you're not a part of the future, you got to go. Since she's a part of the establishment, and the establishment runs the GOP, and this has been happening. Daniel Savickas brought it up when he was on yesterday, that this civil war has been happening between the Tea Party and the establishment and the Freedom Caucus and the establishment. And that's why, outside of an absolutely charismatic personality like Donald Trump, Republicans always lose. I know Mike Church plays the clip from that show, Newsroom. I think it was from Newsroom. It's an HBO show where Aaron Sorkin writes his dream conservative. That's the problem with Aaron Sorkin. Brilliant writer. Brilliant writer. But he has these tendencies to create like the straw man Republican. The Republican that's like who's pro-choice and loves big budget government. Pretty much like Liz Cheney. But he's like, you know why people like liberals? Because they lose so much. It's actually the reverse. You know why people don't like conservatives? Because they lose. Because they lose. Because of things like this. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene a little bit of a firebrand? Absolutely. Does she say some wacky things sometimes? Yeah, everybody does when you put a microphone in their face constantly. See Dr. Anthony Fauci. Yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Anybody that has a microphone in front of them all the time. But they are trying to replace Trump with a political boogeyman. And they're trying to go after Green and Bobart. Because they're, let's be real, because they're freshman representatives. They're the most vulnerable, you could say. You can go after Hawley. He's an incumbent. The state of Missouri loves them some Josh Hawley. He's been in there a couple times. Real hard to get rid of a senator or any incumbent. That's why it was a big deal for people to try and primary and get AOC out before she became too entrenched. Now she's entrenched. She'll win forever as long as she wants to run. You got to go after freshman reps while they're freshmen, and they're still that bit of newness. That's why they're going after Green and Bobart. But instead of seeing pro-life, pro-gun women, let me be real. Do I wish dudes were in their spots? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I don't know anything about Green or Bobart. I know Bobart has four kids. I guess they're all out of the house, which in that case, you know, you can run and do whatever you want. But they're both pro-life, pro-gun women. And so they obviously are the biggest threat to Democratic narratives. And they are women that I do like the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene has no problem speaking her mind, that she is not intimidated by the corporate press, that she does follow Trump in those traits. When you have those traits, when you're not afraid to speak your mind, sometimes you're going to say some wacky things. Believe me. I attempt to speak for 3 hours a day. Sometimes some wackadoo things come out of my mouth, which is probably why you listen to the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com, so I can give you my opinion on the musical An American in Paris and how I wanted to dig my eyeball out with a spork. But this idea that, well, the press and the liberals and the progressives tell us that we need to get rid of Green because she said some inflammatory things. I'm sorry, what? You realize Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Terry Tate Presley, and others, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, they've all said inflammatory things. Senator Schumer essentially put a hit out on Supreme Court justices. You've unleashed a terrible thing upon you. They've all said inflammatory things. I'm not playing the whataboutism game. I will not play the whataboutism game. I'm just pointing out that if that is the criteria, then everybody should just, can we just get rid of everybody in Congress? Because they've all said inflammatory things to someone or another. But the GOP, which is why you need to abandon national politics, federal politics, and you just need to just send them a note and say thanks, but no thanks. But what about the thing? Balkanize, dude. Jesse Kelly said it right, balkanize. And that's just a more aggressive way of saying what my church is saying. Withdraw your consent, form committees of correspondence, solidarity, getting together with your neighbors, making common cause with those. You're going to get a lot farther than trying to vote in the next freshman or the next class in 2022. But it is interesting to point out, and it is another example why you need to completely mail in or just give up your support for the GOP. And that was the topic of my show yesterday or this week. Which way, GOP, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Liz Cheney? Liz Cheney puts you in the minority class forever. And guess what? That's what they want. They don't want to lead. I was elected to lead, not to read. Number three. They don't want to lead. They want to fundraise. They want to fundraise, and they want to go to parties, and they want to be politically cool with the Democrats and hang out and live behind their 9-foot scaled fence right now with National Guard troops, which somebody brought it up earlier in the chat room, which is why you got to be in there, crusadechannel.com/chat. Those troops are there for when this whole thing falls apart. Is it going to be in 3 months? Is it going to be in 6 months? Because those enlistments, those deployments will be extended. I know they said through March, there's going to be some kind of event, according to sources, and they're just going to keep getting pushed out and pushed out, which is why, Greg Abbott, you need to recall the Texas National Guard. Governor Noem, you need to recall the South Dakota National Guard. Bring your troops home. They don't need to be there. But they're there. They're there. They are in place for when the government falls apart, because people on the left right now, progressives who voted for Bernie, there's a really funny Twitter account called Bernie Voters Posting Losses, posting their L's. And it's person after person saying, where's my $2,000 stimulus check? Why are kids still in cages? They're all mad at Biden because Mike Church pointed out he's not beholden to them.